Webster Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank. Okay.
Bring your energy, bring your big boy pack.
Welcome to Football Friday Night, brought to you by Bax Hybrids.
Ain't nothing like it, and it's going to be the best.
At Bax, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Coming up, scores and highlights from around the state, plus reaction, analysis, and more.
You see my hand up?
Now, here's your hosts, Chuck Freeman and Dan Pfeiffer.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Football Friday Night. I'm your host, Chuck Freeman. Dan Pfeiffer is my co-host. Our producer is Spencer Williams. Football Friday Night, powered by WisSports.net. Tonight's show is brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. We're going around the state, Danny, and it's been a long, long fall so far, but right now we're separating the men from the boys.
And a lot of the things that we've talked about during the season, throughout the year, if you've been listening to this show from week one, you know we've said Division One, really hard to tell what's going on. Guess what? All four number one seeds gone from Division One, with Wanakee and Marquette being eliminated tonight and Verona and Franklin being eliminated the last week. As you get a little bit deeper, yeah, things sorted themselves out a little bit differently. But if anything, Chuck, it's another chance for us to ask about the computer seeding, too.
Another chance for us to get together. Jonathan Krause with the score in Appleton, and talk to our great reporters out there, including Jonathan Krause. He saw the Division Two matchup, the rematch of Week Two, which was won by Kakana. Kakana's the one seed. West Appear, the two seed. West Appear gets them tonight 20-14. Jonathan, tell us about this.
Looked like we were going to have a track meet to start tonight's game. West Appear scoring on their first drive, Brock Story with a 20-yard touchdown pass from Patrick Bryson to make it 7-0. Kakana answered on their first possession. Aiden Reardon takes it in from 6 yards out to tie it at 7. And then Kakana gets into the lead here on their next possession. Aiden Reardon goes in for the second time, this time from 2 yards out. And Kakana's up 14-7 before we're even out of the first quarter. But that was the last time that the Ghosts scored tonight. West Appear got a 32-yard field goal from Brandon Schaefer late in the second quarter, and it was 14-10 at halftime. Third quarter, after a blocked punt that set up West Appear deep in Kakana territory, Judea Nixgern had a 5-yard touchdown reception from Grayson again. West Appear had their lead it back at 17-14. Brandon Schaefer pushes it out to a 6-point lead with a 42-yard field goal with about 7.5 minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. Kakana got the ball back into the 5-yard line of West Appear with about 10 seconds left, but after two false start penalties and three incomplete passes, they come up short and West Appear wins 20-14.
How about that? Jonathan Krause, the score in Appleton, one of our affiliates. West Appear, this Grayson, he's talking about the quarterback. His dad was actually a backup quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, played in the Arena Football League, and is now the coach at West Appear.
There you have it. So West Appear does get that victory in dramatic fashion over Kakana, and they will face a Rice Lake team that came into tonight 9-2, but took on a fellow Big Rivers foe who was undefeated on the season in New Richmond and beat them 28-6. Storylines galore this evening, Chuck.
Defending state champ Rice Lake in Division II, Rice Lake 28-6 over New Richmond. This was a matchup in the Big Rivers that was won by New Richmond earlier in this year. John Roberts from WRJC in Rice Lake on the call tonight. Rice Lake turns the tables, and they get revenge in the best time possible.
Yeah, they certainly did, and it didn't start off that way. New Richmond, when their first play from scrimmage, Joe Heppner goes 64 yards for a touchdown. The extra point hits the upright, and before anyone can get settled, it's 6-0 New Richmond. Rice Lake got a touchdown run from Connor Durand. Their two-point conversion failed 6-6 at halftime. Rice Lake had a couple of turnovers in that first half, a fumble and an interception, both into Richmond territory. And you kind of got the feeling that it was going to be one of those defensive struggles. But Rice Lake's defense did anything but struggle in the second half. They shut them out. Jake Coons with a couple of touchdown runs for the quarterback for Rice Lake. And then Will Svensson seals it with a pick six from 55 yards out with a few minutes to go, and Rice Lake just thoroughly dominated New Richmond tonight, ending their perfect season at 11-0 and extracting revenge on the team that ended their 18-game winning streak and spoiled their homecoming for them on their home field. So Rice Lake going to New Richmond and doing what New Richmond did to them.
Yeah, I remember talking to John after that one, but hey, it's a happy ride home for Rice Lake, 28-6 over New Richmond. John Roberts from WRJC Radio on the call.
when you talk about that Big Rivers Conference, you had New Richmond, you had Hudson, and you had Rice Lake. Of course, Hudson ended up in Division One. They fell last week to D.C. Everest, or we should say they fell to D.C. Everest earlier in the postseason. D.C. Everest, as a 7 seed, defeated Wanakee tonight in Division One. New Richmond falls to Rice Lake. Rice Lake, they didn't win the Big Rivers Conference. They were tied for second with Hudson behind New Richmond, which finished at 7-0. But guess what? They're going to be advancing further in the postseason than any other team from that league.
Every number one seed in Division One has been beaten. Division One tonight, number one seed, Marquette, the defending state champs. They beat Bayport in round two last year. Not tonight, though. Bayport wins 35-21. The voice of Bayport football, Chris Learman, on the call tonight. Got to be happy about watching this one, Chris.
Yeah, Bayport Pirates, just their offensive line dominates the front. And Pirates, out of 48 minutes in the football game, time of possession, 36 minutes and 39 seconds, over 75% of the game clock. Bayport had the football. They did what they could to keep the ball away from Tommy Novotny, and they end up with a 35-21 win.
Hey, Chris Learman here from Bayport Radio. Dan Pfeiffer talking with you right now. Just want to ask you real quick, because this is one of the toughest things that happens in Level 3. You're coming all the way down from the Fox River Valley to play a team like Marquette at their home field, Hart Park. How does a team prepare for something like this? How do you even prepare for something like this when you have to go 2 hours south to play a game?
I think that it's just something you figure out, right? Plan to get there earlier than normal just because you worry about Milwaukee traffic on the way down. But I think you just have the mindset of we're going to do what we do, and it's any other football game. And of course, it helps that you played at Marquette last year. You've been at Marquette before, so it's not necessarily an unknown. But you come out and you play your football game, and that's what Bayport was able to do from the get-go.
Very good. Enjoy the trip back. Chris Learman calls Bayport's win over Milwaukee Marquette.
I don't think anyone had Bayport taking on D.C. Everest on that half of the D1 bracket, but guess what? That's what you're going to get next week when it comes to the D1 semifinals. It'll also be Muskego and McGuanago in the other half.
Eight-player football semifinals, Highland and Owen Withy. Both are number one seeds in play. Eight-player football. The winner will play next week at Wisconsin Rapids at the title game, and that winner is Owen Withy. They beat Highland 23-21. Steve Prestigard from Queen Bee Radio. Steve on the call. Hi, Steve.
Good evening. It was a case of Owen Withy's rushing offense, which is almost impossible to stop, and that's how it ended up for Highland. Although Highland had a passing offense, that was almost impossible for Owen Withy to stop. Highland got the first two scores of the game, went up 14-0, but then it was the 1-2 combination of Sully Poehler for the inside guy, basically, and Brennan Gillersnick, the outside guy for Owen Withy, and basically they couldn't stop him. Owen Withy got a touchdown late in the third quarter to take the lead for good. Highland took the ball all the way down and then got a fourth down incompletion pass with 10:16 left. And believe it or not, Owen Withy ran the ball the rest of the game. Didn't score, but prevented Highland from getting the ball back, and that's how it ends up. It was Highland's first loss of the season. And Owen Withy, which has won three state championships in 11-player football, will be playing in the 8-player final for the first time.
Very good. Thanks, Presti. Steve Prestigard, Queen Bee Radio. Owen Withy knocks off Highland 23-21.
To be honest with you, running the football in 8-player football, not the easiest thing to do, just because there's less guys out on the field blocking. But Owen Withy gets it done. Southwood County Stadium in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, 1 p.m. Saturday, November 16th. It'll be Owen Withy trying to get their first 8-player state championship. We mentioned their history in 11-player. They will be taking on Linus, St. Thomas, Aquinas, Blackhawks, and Titans for the 8-player title.
I feel like, Dan, we're going to see some fresh faces in Madison in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Next Thursday and Friday.
I was just thinking that myself, Chuck, there with what we're seeing throughout the brackets. And this might also be one of the side effects, too, of the performance factor when it comes to teams moving up and down in divisions. I think you're going to see a lot more of this in the next few years, because teams that have success for a sustained number of years are going to end up moving up divisions, and they probably won't have success after they move up.
All right, we roll on after this timeout. We got a full 45 minutes or so, 50 minutes left of the show. That's Dan Pfeiffer. My name is Chuck Freeman. This is Football Friday Night. We're going around the state here in the state quarterfinals in all seven divisions. Winner advancing to the state semifinals. Again, some new faces in new places coming up next week. We got all the details and the scoreboard coming up in about a half an hour. This is Football Friday Night, powered by Wisports.net.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Jordan Berg of Granton High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Jordan is a three-sport athlete taking part in volleyball, hockey, and track and field, and loves the lessons that go with it.
I've had the opportunity to meet all sorts of different people. I've learned the value of hard work, perseverance.
She plans to make a career out of agriculture.
I love getting to tell people about it, getting to experience the different parts of it. Agriculture is really a strong part of who I am.
Jordan plans to run for Wisconsin FFA state office, and she wants to take a run at Allison Dairyland down the road.
To be Wisconsin's advocate for agriculture, to show people who don't know what agriculture is, what it actually stands for and what it is, but then to also be that voice for our agriculturalists, our farmers, our agronomists, people in the food service world, everybody. I want to be able to be that voice for them as well.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunt's Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
All right. Spencer just like mellowing us out with some of his good music tonight. Spencer Williams, our producer. My name is Chuck Freeman. It's Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night. Guy who knows his music and a guy who is amazing on karaoke. Talking about Mike Tronson from DailyDodge.com.
Thought you were talking about me for a second.
Are you on karaoke? Can you do it too?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I've got some good Roy Orbison stuff in my arsenal, Chuck.
Well, maybe you and Tronny could do a duet because this guy could do Mac the Knife. He could do everything. I've seen it firsthand.
Wow.
Division 4 tonight, second seed at Columbus. A top seed at Lacrosse Aquinas, and Aquinas wins 29-28 over Columbus. Tronny may have some time on his hand until basketball season starts and hockey. Tronny, tell us about this one.
Yeah, guys, I'm still a bit in disbelief of what I just saw here a few minutes ago. What a game between two heavyweights, two teams that have storied histories, multiple state titles. They were playing each other for the third time in the last calendar year, and this was an instant classic, guys. Aquinas was down 14 points with under 3 minutes to go. They scored two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes and 50 seconds, and they win 29-28. Absolutely amazing, guys. They were down 28-14. Jacob Thornton, their quarterback, with a 9-yard touchdown run, and then they go for two and get it to go to trail 28-22. They then did a surprise onside kick and recovered, and a few plays later, they go 46 yards, and they march into the end zone. It was actually a 31-yard touchdown pass from Jacob Thornton to Trey Barr. Trey Barr had a huge night tonight for Aquinas as he caught seven balls for 155 yards and a touchdown. He also recovered the onside kick. He had a two-point conversion in the game. But Aquinas, what a thriller this was. They move on to the state semifinals, guys.
Wow, Aquinas does it again. Columbus, you know, Trani has done many Columbus games where they've gone one state championships and all that. And, you know, it stinks for the team and the ride home, long ride home. For the broadcasters as well, too. You can hear it in his voice because he puts a lot of time into this. And, you know, you cover the team all season long, and to see the team that you've been following all these years end in a playoff loss, it stinks for the broadcaster, too.
We call him Turney Tronson.
Boy, it was a hard one, that's for sure, guys.
Oh, yeah, without a question. Thanks, Tronny.
Yeah, we call him Turney Tronson for a reason. And, you know, Aquinas has been in the tournament so much and has won so many games in the last few years. You know, X, formerly Twitter, at Feel the Burns, said at one point, if anyone in Wisconsin likes high school football, I suggest you watch the end of this Aquinas versus Columbus game. I mean, people out there excited about the ending of that one. Also, Racine St. Catharines, the team that Aquinas will face in the semifinals, they win on a touchdown pass with a little over a minute left against Lake Mills, 19-14. So just great football all around in Division Four, and it's going to be exciting all the way to Camp Randall.
And go to the Daily Dodge. I'm sure they have it. Yes. Archived on there, and you'll get Tronny's call on that. All right, our next up, let's go to historic Horlick Field, Division
Four. Speaking of Racine St. Cats.
Yes, Racine St. Cath against a second seed at Lake Mills. St. Cats beats Lake Mills 19-14. Our man, my friend, not yours, Don Wadowitz on the call.
That's how we do it. There we go, Freems. Good to be talking to you, Freems and Fife. And cue Michael Jackson thriller, because not only was the Aquinas-Columbus game a thriller, we had a thriller here at historic Horlick Athletic Field, too. St. Cat's jumped out to a 13-zip lead on a pair of touchdown runs by Imarion Holder. One of those was set up by an interception by Isaac Cantu. They took a 13-zip lead with about 4.5 minutes to play in the second quarter, gentlemen, and then Lake Mills marched down the field. They got into the end zone with just 3 seconds left in the first half to make it 13-7. Just like last year's one-point game, no scoring in the third quarter, Lake Mills would take a lead after a botched punt by St. Cats gave them the ball at the St. Cats 9. It was a Woline to Brinkman 4-yard touchdown pass. Brinkman, a great job along the sideline, being able to get the foot down. They took a 14-13 lead. St. Cats, on a fourth down, they would find Isaac Cantu, Eddie Vincent, in the back of the end zone for a 24-yard touchdown. They would take the lead 19-14. Lake Mills would get into St. Cat's territory in the final seconds, but they weren't able to convert. St. Cat's avenges their loss last year to Lake Mills, and they will move on to the semifinals with a 19-14 win. Just a classic here as well. Looking forward to next week's game.
Very good, and looking forward to talking to you, my man, Don Wadowitz.
You could just hear the enthusiasm in Don's voice about that game. Interesting, too, in Division Four, close games on the right side of the bracket. On the left side of the bracket, Baldwin-Woodville defeats Freedom 48-35 on the road. Pretty much runs away with that game, and Winneconnie doubles up Mayville 20-10. It'll be interesting to see the contrast between those two games next week, where you've got two teams coming in off of fairly easy victories and two teams coming in off of dramatic victories, to see the difference in those two contests given the momentum from this week.
The high-scoring game of the night, La Crosse-Logan over Medford 51-48. That's top seed at Medford falling to third seed at La Crosse Aquinas. Aaron Morse was on the call from ESPN Radio in La Crosse. Aaron, give us a little synopsis on 99 points being scored in this game.
Well, it sounds like the theme of thrilling games continues. It was defenses non-existent tonight. Both teams just scoring at will. Logan had 529 yards of total offense. Medford had 384. Defenses, two total stops on the entire night. Big one for Medford was a pick six by Charlie Girrell. Kind of turned the game what we thought, but Logan got an outstanding performance from their quarterback, Bradley Check. 9-13 throwing the ball for 185 yards and two touchdowns. He also ran the ball 36 times for 272 yards and four touchdowns. In the game-winning touchdown pass with 21 seconds to go to his running back, Maxime Roberts, who had 72 yards and a touchdown on the ground, also had 27 yards through the air and two touchdown catches. So a big performance by Logan in an unprecedented run for the Logan Rangers, who aren't really known as a football powerhouse, but they're a game away from the state championship in Division III.
Very good. Aaron Morse from ESPN Radio in La Crosse. La Crosse, Logan wins 51-48. We've talked about before how it's tough to win and be championship-level win when you have two high schools in the same city. La Crosse going to get done with Logan.
And it's interesting, too, because both Logan and Central were among the five teams in the Mississippi Valley Conference to finish 5-2, the Penta champions, if you will. It was kind of hard to tell exactly what each team was going to do going into the postseason. Well, we found out. Logan is for real. But you say that they are not much of a powerhouse necessarily traditionally when it comes to football. They're going to go up against a team next week that is a powerhouse in football, the Notre Dame Academy Tritons.
North Shore Conference rivals, Slinger, the top seed, Homestead. Number two, Slinger won the regular season matchup in the North Shore. Who would win tonight? Slinger again, 17-14 over Mequon Homestead. Our man, who's going to cover this? Our North Shore insider, Todd Boltman. He's at all these big ones in the North Shore. Todd, tell us about Slinger moving on tonight.
Yeah, I was at the first one, and the second one was just as exciting. I'll tell you, Homestead came out fired up. They stopped Slinger on a three and out, and then Bentley Hickman took it to the house for on a one-yard TD to open the scoring. And second quarter, Slinger scored twice, an eight-yard run by Kobe Hendricks, and then a 42-yard little screen pass from Michael Thede to Kobe Hendricks. So it was 14-7 at half. Third quarter was just back and forth. Teams traded punts, and then with about 6 minutes to go, Slinger came out with a field goal. Cole Martin hit a 28-yard field goal, but Homestead came back, and Tommy O'Hagan found Connor Pangallo with a 32-yard pass to make it 14-7, 17. With about 6 seconds left, Homestead lined up for a 28-yard field goal, and Slinger blocked that field goal to take the game. So Slinger wins 17-14, and it sounds like they move on to play Badger again, which will be another rematch for them.
Very good, Todd. And we'll talk to you next week. Todd Boltman, our North Shore insider, calls Slinger's victory over Homestead tonight.
And to give you an idea of how exciting that matchup is between Slinger and Badger, as mentioned, it will be a rematch from last year. Also, Slinger came into the postseason as the number one ranked team in Division II, Badger number two.
All right, the game of the night on WisSports.net, Division III, top-seeded Grafton against third-seeded Green Bay Notre Dame. It was all Notre Dame. Grafton will not be going back to state. Notre Dame wins 28-6. Mitch Marish, our friend from the Ozaki Press, on hand for this one. Mitch.
Hey, guys. It was the Kristen Collins show early for Notre Dame, the star running back who came into this game with 2,000 yards rushing. And then it was kind of Kristen Collins in the middle. And then at the end, it was the Kristen Collins show. And then if there's an encore, it would have been the Kristen Collins show there, too. I had him for well over 300 yards and three touchdowns. Grafton couldn't stop him. He's got this low center of gravity, kind of bounces off tackles, can jump cut, can spin, and their line is huge. And, I don't think they threw more than five passes, and no one else touched the ball for Green Bay Academy in the first half except him until, like, 4 minutes ago in the second quarter. Now, Grafton did get off to a good start. They drove down and got a field goal on their first game's opening possession. They got another field goal on the game's second possession, or their second possession, and it was 14-6. They were exchanging touchdowns for field goals, and Grafton just couldn't quite get it done. They couldn't get the offense going. And if there's a play that shows what tonight's game was, they finally had Notre Dame backed up third and 19 in the second half, and they came out in a spread formation and ran a draw play to Collins, and he ran for 20. So that kind of told the story there. Grafton lost their top receiver in the first half to a leg injury. Their Gavin Lemke, their top tight end, the Ewan Cornelius, was hobbled for most of the game, so they gave it everything they had and finished 11-2. But Notre Dame Academy was just too much tonight.
Very good. Thanks. Thanks, Mitch. Mitch Merritts from the Ozaukee Press. Notre Dame moves on, beats Grafton. We'll talk more about this with Travis Wilson with Sports.net coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, Collins came into tonight as the number 5 ranked rusher in the state of Wisconsin, 1 of 5. That was over 2,000 yards for the season. Dominant again tonight. We mentioned Notre Dame is going to be going up against La Crosse. Logan, one quick correction, too. I had mentioned that Slinger had faced Badger last year. They faced them earlier this year. 35-33, Badger got the victory in that contest. The rematch coming up next week.
Division 6, top seed Coleman, second seed at Bondiwell, the champions of the Packerland Conference. Let's go way up north for this one. Beautiful country up there. Bondiwell wins 15-13 over Coleman. Brad Williams, the franchise, Sports Radio 96.5, the call on this one. Bondiwell going to the state semifinals, Brad.
Yeah, there's something going on in Bondiwell, guys. I'm not sure what it is. These football players got a chance to watch their volleyball team play in the semifinal at State in Green Bay this morning. Bondiwell lost that game. I guess they figured they're going to be trying to be the next team to go because they knocked off the only team to beat them this year. Coleman beat them early in the year, 22-20. They just said if we had a few more minutes left, we would have beat them. They used that as fuel and actually jumped out on this one 7-0. On the first drive of the game, Coleman able to tie the game up at 7. After a costly Coleman turnover, Bondiwell ended up scoring and then tried to kick the extra point, but something went wrong, either a bad snap or a bad hold or just a quarterback decision. Ended up being a two-point conversion that converted. That was a difference maker, 15-8 at that point. And then that forced Coleman to have to go for 2 after they scored. They didn't convert. And it stayed 15-13. Both teams ended up turning the ball over a couple of times. Coleman, that last touchdown was a fumble return. And then with 6.5 minutes to go, Bondiwell just ran the clock out, including a fake punt that pretty much sealed the deal. A 2-yard run on a fake punt snap. And Bondiwell ended up getting the victory over Coleman, celebrating another trophy, another plaque coming to their trophy case. It's just been a remarkable year in Bondiwell. And so I think maybe after next week, people might start to know the name Bondiwell and stop calling them Bonduel.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I know where Bondiwell is. I've vacationed up there many times. I know where it is. Thanks, Brad. Good work from the franchise. We're coming right back after this quick timeout. And we got to talk about Bellevue because something special is going on there. We'll get to that coming up next. Chuck Freeman along with Dan Pfeiffer here on Football Friday Night.
Cause you're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got tonight. You're all I've got tonight. I need you tonight. I need you.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Macy Cross from Partyville High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Macy's in volleyball, track and field, and powerlifting and enjoys the lessons that sports has taught her. Macy's co-president of her FFA chapter. She's in 4-H and enjoys volunteering, working at the local food bank and helping seniors with gardening projects.
We went to the local nursing home and we helped fix up their garden and weed it, plant some new stuff, get it looking fresh again.
Growing up on a farm, agriculture for Macy is a way of life.
It provides a lot of things besides just jobs. It's also how I've grown. It's pretty much all I've known. I've been around agriculture my entire life. It's definitely where I've learned to make the most connections and how I've gained many life skills.
Looking to college, she plans to double major in animal science and elementary education.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Artisan Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Artisan Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit artisanrepair.com. Keep farming with Artisans.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Nobody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
I don't know why you're playing this song.
This is left over from our 90s week last week, I think, with Hunter.
Spencer's trying to tell us something. Spencer Williams, our producer. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's the end fight.
He's saying, hey now, you're an all-star, Chuck.
Yeah, but he says sharpest tool in the whatever. Tyler Dictanis from Queen Bee Radio, he's had the call of Belleville, the only eighth seed still alive, and they're still alive. They took on Lancaster tonight. Belleville wins 35-32 over Lancaster. Tyler, what's the deal with Belleville, an eighth seed? Give us a little rundown on what's been their story here.
The biggest story, Chuck, is Logan Durkee, the running back for Belleville, just making a dominant presence running the football tonight. He scored on the third play from scrimmage on a five-yard touchdown run to put Belleville up 7-0 early on. And then on their next possession, on the receiving end of a double pass, Brennan Keith passing to Sam Arntz to the near side, and then a wheel route for Durkee on the far sideline, catches the pass, runs it into the end zone. Makes it 14-0. Durkee would find the end zone one more time to really put the lead away for Belleville. And it was just a really bonkers game with Lancaster getting touchdowns from Nolan Wolf, two on the ground, and then another rushing touchdown for Nolan Hankey. A really back-and-forth game for the most part, but where the game really turned was in the fourth quarter. Lancaster was threatening to get it into the end zone with about 7.5 minutes to go in the game. They go with a run play on fourth and six. Running back Nolan Hankey falls half a yard shy of the first down sticks, and Belleville is able to sit on the football on a drive that began at their own 3-yard line, and they converted a key third down conversion. The ball was batted at the line of scrimmage. Durkee pulls it down and carried 4 Lancaster defenders to gain 6 yards on 3rd and 5 to put the game away for Belleville. The ball is bouncing Belleville's way all throughout this postseason, and who would have thought that of all the teams in the SWAL, Belleville is the last one standing, and they're on the doorstep one game away from going to state in Division 6.
Unbelievable. Tyler, we'll talk to you next week. Tyler Ducanis from Queen Bee Radio, Belleville, 35-32 over the Arrows of Lancaster in Division 6.
In Division 6, all 4 road teams won. There were 3 games that were 1-2. The 2-seed won all 3 of those. 1-2-seed hosted. That was Lancaster. They lose to Belleville. You've got a 2-2 with Grantsburg going up against Bondwell, and you've got a 2-8 with Lomira taking on the Belleville Wildcats.
All right, let's bring in our man Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. He was at the Quick Trip and Wisconsin Dairy Game of the Week, Rafton against Green Bay Notre Dame. We talked a little about the details with Mitch a little while ago. But, Travis, tell us, what do you know about this special story about Belleville getting in as an 8th seed? You know, there's talk that should an 8th seed ever get in? Should a team like that get in? And here they are making the most of their opportunity.
Well, guys, anytime I hear people talk about wanting to cut the playoff field, there's people that say, you know, we need to cut it in half. And these are the kinds of stories that I point to as the exact reason why that is such a bad idea. There's already, you know, not everybody gets in the playoffs in football. It's the only high school sport that is like that. Now, I'm not opposed to considering going down a division potentially, but cutting the playoff field in half is a bad idea. This is a perfect example of why. Belleville played a really tough schedule this year. They played, I think it was 6 playoff teams in the regular season. They played a tough non-conference schedule. Of course, the SWAL is really good. They weren't really able to get victories necessarily over those better teams during the regular season, but it certainly prepared them well for the playoffs. And to have an 8th seed in the state semifinals, I got to go back through the books, but I can't recall that happening necessarily. So a great story out of Belleville. As Tyler said in the last interview, I mean, to have Belleville, the last SWAL team alive, after Cuba City and Darlington and Mineral Point have all gone out, quite the story there for the Wildcats.
Travis had the line of the tournament in his write-up this week on Wisports.net. He called Bellevue the Bell of the state tournament so far.
The bell of the ball so far, too.
Can't get past that. Can't get better than that. Go ahead.
And you know, it's been a night of surprises, Travis, too. I mean, 1 seeds have just been dropping like flies. Yeah, Division 6, you've got an 8 seed going through. In Division 1, the big schools, you've got a 7 seed going through with DC Everest. That's going to have a 7, a 2, a 4, and a 2. I mean, really, the parity that we're seeing across the board, maybe in every division except for 8-player, is just immense.
Division 1, I can't remember if it was week or level 1 or level 2. In my rapid reaction article, I talked about chaos in Division 1, and that has continued, obviously. I don't think anybody argued with any of the 1 seeds in Division 1. I mean, that was one of them that there really wasn't a ton of complaints about, at least at the 1 seeds. But the 1 seeds have gone down, and it continues a trend that I thought we could see in Division 1, where there just was not a dominant team or even a couple dominant teams in Division 1 that were far and away better than everybody else, as we've seen in the past with Muskego or Franklin at times or Bayport or other teams recently. There's a lot of really good teams that could be in the mix. I did not expect, to be honest with you, DC Everest to be one of those teams. I didn't necessarily expect Bayport either, although their path, at least to this point, before the Marquette game, wasn't the toughest. So a lot of surprise in Division One, and it just feeds into, again, that idea that there's more competition. I don't know if I would call it parity, because sometimes parity carries a negative connotation. I think there's more competition in Division One than we've seen in years past, and that's playing out.
Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. He was at the Quick Trip in Wisconsin. Derry game of the week, Grafton and Green Bay, Notre Dame. How impressive was Notre Dame tonight, Travis?
Very impressive. They just fed Christian Collins all night. Grafton could not stop them. It was just over and over and over. And, you know, he would hit chunk plays, but he'd also grind out 5 yards. He must have had 40 carries, I would think, somewhere in that range. And just too much, too big up front for Notre Dame. They've got some size up front, guys, not just James Flanagan, the All-State tight end, but the 6'10 offensive lineman, really big just overall up front, impressive group, and an impressive win by Notre Dame. Have you guys talked to anybody or talked about the finish for the Catholic Memorial Mount Hoare Barneveld game, by the way?
We have not yet had a chance to talk to anybody about that, but we did see the retweet that you had of what happened on the snap. Mount Hoare Barneveld had a 14-10 lead. The ball was snapped to the quarterback. It looked like maybe the snap timing was off or something happened where the quarterback took the ball. A couple guys on the offensive line moved, but everybody else didn't. The quarterback took one step back, held the ball in front of him. Catholic Memorial kept playing. It didn't seem like there was any whistle. Knocked the ball free, got the ball back with about a minute 50 left, scored a touchdown, and ended up winning that game 17-14. Do you know anything more about that, Travis?
Yeah, I was. We were watching that game on the stream as the Grafton-Notre Dame game was finishing up. I had my sons, Brett and Brock, with me, and we were watching it, and I couldn't believe what was happening, what I was seeing. It seemed like Mount Hoare Barneveld, I think it was a 3rd-and-2 or something like that. It wasn't great quality, so I couldn't tell for sure, but it seemed like they were maybe trying to draw CMH offsides, and the ball got snapped, and then the quarterback just stood there as if the play was done and over. And as you said, CMH swarmed him, knocked the ball out, and an improbable win for sure by Catholic Memorial. Of course, I having some flashbacks and bad memories and PTSD of last week when my Reedsburg Beavers lost a heartbreaker at the end as well. MJ Mitchell carried it in tonight for the game-winning score. He carried it in last week for the game-winning two-point conversion. But that was a wild ending in that one.
Yeah, amazing. Catholic Memorial has had two games where they could have lost, turned their way in the final couple of minutes. Catholic Memorial over Mount Hoare Barneveld tonight, 17-14.
You know, and it's interesting, too, they're in Division III, and this is what we've been talking about at times through the show, too. Seems like this year there's a good mix of some of these new blood teams, Cinderella stories, if you will, going up against some of these traditional powers. Division III is a great example. You've got Catholic Memorial, Wisconsin Lutheran, and Notre Dame all together. Sounds like something out of the WISA. And then the fourth team there in Division III is La Crosse Logan, the Rangers, who got that big 51-48 victory in a track meet against Medford tonight.
Yeah, and a little bit of, feel like we should have been there, too. We beat Logan earlier this year in a wild game. But Logan beat Medford tonight in a wild game. Bradley Check, one of the best players in the entire state of Wisconsin, the quarterback and linebacker for La Crosse Logan, does it all. An incredible player, carried the load for them again. Division III, of course, we're getting a new champion. Rice Lake moved up to Division II and still going strong, so getting a new champion there, which opened things up quite a bit, and when we see a little bit of, as you said, a little bit of new blood. Also, Division VI, Regis loses. Defending champion Stratford moved up. So a couple divisions with some upsets and some wildness tonight.
Travis, we'll let you get back on that long drive back home. Thanks for coming on. Have a safe trip. Stop off a Quick Trip. He was at the Wisconsin Derry Quick Trip game of the night, and it was Green Bay Notre Dame 28-6 over Grafton. Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, guys.
Travis Wilson from Wisports.net. Follow him on Twitter, Travis at Travis WSN.
So much to talk about with Travis because there was so much to talk about tonight. Such a mix of results. And again, so many one seeds falling this evening. That's what keeps it interesting, Chuck.
Yeah, Muskego. We didn't get a chance to really talk Muskego with him, but that's one of the surprises as well. We're coming right back with a full scoreboard after this timeout. This is Football Friday Night.
Back. Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Macy Cross from Partyville High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Macy's in volleyball, track and field, and powerlifting, and enjoys the lessons that sports has taught her. Macy's co-president of her FFA chapter. She's in 4-H and enjoys volunteering, working at the local food bank, and helping seniors with gardening projects.
We went to the local nursing home, and we helped fix up their garden and weed it, plant some new stuff, get it looking fresh again.
Growing up on a farm, agriculture for Macy is a way of life.
It provides a lot of things besides just jobs. It's also how I've grown. It's pretty much all I've known. I've been around agriculture my entire life. It's definitely where I've learned to make the most connections and how I've gained many life skills.
Looking to college, she plans to double major in animal science and elementary education.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit ArnesonRepair.com. Keep farming with Arneson's.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Down the stretch we come here on Football Friday Night. Beautiful night. How about that? We made it through another Friday night without any bad weather. We haven't had one rain delay all year long.
This has been the best season ever when it comes to weather. There's still 1 week remaining in terms of games at sites before we get to Camp Randall, but we might just get through all of it, Chuck, which means knock on wood about next season, I guess.
Absolutely. And you know what's going to happen? State tournament. Snow. There used to always be snow, at least on that Friday of the state tournament.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chuck. I had a chance to work that epic Arrowhead-Kimberly game. I called that game with Kent Sommerfeld and Al Minnert, Sophie Minnert's father, who was a coach at Madison Edgewood. And I will never forget that night, a 49-42 victory for Kimberly to keep their win streak going after being down 42-21. And yes, the snow did start a little bit after halftime. The Kimberly band actually writing their name in the snow in front of them on one of the mats there that they had in front of the stands at Camp Randall. When it's a snow globe for the state championship, it is one of the most scenic sights in all of sports.
I used to always find it odd how teams would play on grass the entire season. This is back in the old days. And then they would go to Camp Randall and play on the old artificial turf at Camp Randall.
Yeah, the old school stuff.
Yeah. So you're playing grass for nine games and the playoffs. Then you get to Camp Randall and you're playing on artificial stuff.
Yeah. Think about it for the kickers, because a state championship might come down to the kicking game. Yeah. And all of a sudden you're kicking on that stuff. Maybe for the first time you're like practicing on your kitchen floor or something, because that's what that old school turf was like.
It was. And by the end it got really bad too at Camp Randall. But it's all good now. Everything is fine. Let's get to all the scores from all the games that took place tonight. Here we start in Division One, where congratulations out to D.C. Everest. How about that? A seventh seed. D.C. Everest, 31-21 over Wanakee. They'll meet up with two-seeded Bayport in the semifinals next week. Bayport stunned top-seeded Marquette, 35-21. Also tonight, Muskego, who went through some injuries, as we talked about earlier in the year, bounced back, finished under 500 in a Classic Eight. But they're in the state semifinals, 21-7 over Nina. It'll be Muskego taking on McGuanago from the Classic Eight. McGuanago, 17-6 over Heartland Arrowhead.
Three road teams won in Division One tonight, and McGuanago, the only team making it to the state semifinals that went into the postseason ranked in the WISSports.net Division One top 10.
And again, no top seeds left in Division One.
There are a couple top seeds left in Division Two. They're on the right side of the bracket, Lake Geneva Badger and Slinger. Badger gets a victory tonight over Milton, 42-22. Slinger gets a heck of a challenge from Homestead, two North Shore Conference teams. Homestead trying to avenge a loss to Slinger earlier this year. They cannot do it. 17-14, it'll be Lake Geneva Badger taking on Slinger in one Division II semifinal next week. The other Division II semifinal will have a two-seed taking on a three-seed. Both number one seeds on that half of the bracket get knocked off tonight. Rice Lake takes out New Richmond. They avenge a loss to New Richmond earlier this season. The Tigers, their first loss of the season, Rice Lake 28, New Richmond 6. Kakana bracket, West DePier knocks off Kakana. Kakana came in 9-2 on the season, West DePier 10-1. DePier gets the 20-14 victory, so it'll be West DePier versus Rice Lake and Badger versus Slinger for the right to go to Camp Randall in D2.
All right, Division 3, Lacrosse-Logan. Lacrosse-Logan outscores Medford, the top seed, 51-48. Logan takes on Green Bay Notre Dame, who beat another number one seed, Notre Dame, over Grafton, 28-6. So it'll be Logan against Notre Dame next week for the right to go to state. Also, Catholic Memorial, 17-14, edging out Mount Horeb-Barneveld. Catholic Memorial wins. A couple of breaks went their way, and the Crusaders will take on Wisconsin Lutheran. The Vikings, 23-14 over New Berlin West, the top seed tonight.
So in Division Three, all four number one seeds made it to level three, and the only one to advance did so because Mount Horeb-Barneveld didn't know they had snapped the football. That's how crazy tonight has been, folks. Division Four, another one seed gets knocked off in the form of the Freedom Irish. They take their first loss of the season against Baldwin Woodville. The Middle Border champions of Baldwin Woodville get a 48-35 victory. Next up for the Blackhawks will be the Wolves of Winneconne, who remain unbeaten with a 20-10 doubling up of Mayville. Baldwin Woodville versus Winneconne in one half of the Division 4 bracket for the right to go to Camp Randall. In the other half, the number one seeds, they did have their way tonight. Aquinas pulled out a win over Columbus tonight, 29-28. Outstanding game there. Dramatic comeback for Aquinas. Had to score a couple times late in the contest to win that one. Meanwhile, it was a touchdown pass with about a minute left that put Racine St. Catharines over Lake Mills by the final score of 19-14. Racine St. Cats will go up against Aquinas in the other half of the D4 bracket for the chance to play in the D4 state championship.
All right, Division 5, Northwestern. The Tigers, 20-8, defeating St. Croix Falls. St. Croix Falls was the number one seed, and they fall tonight. Northwestern takes on Wrightstown. Wrightstown, a number one seed, 21-20 over Keele. So, in the Prairie du Chien bracket, Prairie du Chien, the champions of the SWC, They crushed Milwaukee Academy of Science 39-0. So the Blackhawks take on Stratford. Stratford, no stranger to be at this time, this spot in the season. They're unbeaten on the season now, 12-0. Stratford 34-11 over Lake Country Lutheran.
We have been talking about road teams winning all night long, and in Division 6, all four road teams won. We mentioned earlier, we had three games that were 1-2, and the 2 seed won all three of those contests. Grantsburg knocked off previously unbeaten Regis 31-8. Bondiwell knocked off previously unbeaten Coleman 15-13. It'll be Bondiwell versus Grantsburg for the right to go to Madison. In the other half of the bracket, Lomira, they defeat Cedar Grove Belgium 24-7. They're headed to level four, and they will take on the Cinderella story of the tournament, the Belleville Wildcats. They, as an 8 seed, defeated the Flying Arrows of Lancaster tonight, 35-32, Belleville versus Lomira. The winner of that one will head to Camp Randall.
All right, Division 7, Boyceville, 21-6 over Spring Valley. Boyceville was the 2 seed, knocking off top seed at Spring Valley. This beautiful area, Spring Valley.
Oh, yes.
Ever been out that area? Oh, what a
Can't
awesome
say I have,
area.
But you've talked about it quite a bit, Chuck. Oh, I need to get up there.
It is. God's country up there. No question about it. Edgar defeated Lords from Oshkosh 29-6. Edgar will take on Boyceville for the state semifinals in Division 7 next week. All right, in the other half of the bracket, it was Potosi-Cassville. The Chieftains 21-14 defeating River Ridge. They'll face Kenosha St. Joe's 42-0 winners over Johnson Creek.
That's actually on the way to Minneapolis, right? Spring Valley?
Yeah, well, it's kind of out that way. Yeah, it's a little off 94 west there.
I just made my first trip to Minneapolis last summer, so the next time I head up there, I'll have to stop.
That whole area, that Cooley region up there, you get there in the fall or the spring, especially this time of the year. I mean, it's just a wonderful, wonderful area. We got a beautiful state to begin with, but I think that area in particular.
I have made the trip up to Ashland before, and let me tell you something. That is some gorgeous country when you head up that direction.
There's a golf course I've been meaning to try up there, up at Ashland. It's right by the lake. What's that lake up there? Oh, yeah, Lake Superior. That one. It's right near there.
It's pretty large, Chuck. Yeah, it's above
Superior,
everything.
They say, yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Edmund Fitzgerald yes. comes up on the broadcast. 8-player football. Let me try and save this broadcast in the last few minutes here. We do have the state championship set. That will be in Wisconsin Rapids at 1 p.m. next Saturday, not tomorrow, next Saturday. And it will have Owen Withy taking on Lena St. Thomas Aquinas. Owen Withy got the win over Highland tonight, 23-21, relying on their run game this evening. Meanwhile, Lena St. Thomas Aquinas defeated Northwood Solon Springs, 38-14. Excited about the 8-player state championship next weekend.
All right, let's talk about a couple of games we're excited about here. I'll be honest, I am not because I live in Lomira, but I like seeing teams that haven't been this far before get there. You know, we have the traditional powers and all that, and that's great. They deserve what they got. But for Lomira, who's never, ever made it by the third round, went through so many different coaching changes over the years. At Lomira in 2020, they had one of their best teams ever, but because of COVID, we didn't really have a season. But Lomira is moving on to the state semifinals for the first time ever, and who are they taking on? Another great story. Belleville, an 8th seed, and the only 8th seed to get this far this year, and it's such a rarity for an 8th seed to get here, but they truly are the belle of the tournament.
I'm looking at Division 3, and we haven't talked a lot this year about Catholic Memorial because it's been, relatively speaking, maybe a bit of a down year for them. Even taking a loss in the Parkland to Wauwatosa East, that surprising program this year.
A blowout loss, too.
Yeah, they got shut out in that game. Now, granted, their quarterback was hurt in that contest, but what we've got coming up in Level 4, and I referenced the WISA before, Catholic Memorial versus Wisconsin Lutheran. Boy, you go back some time, and these two teams would have some epic battles. Bill Young can tell you all about it, the head coach at Catholic Memorial. That's going to be one matchup in Level 4 in Division 3, and the other one will have Notre Dame. They are not unfamiliar with being at Level 4, taking on, again, La Crosse Logan, another team that we are not used to seeing in Level 4. So three powerhouses in Division 3 and a newcomer in La Crosse Logan. So many great storylines heading into next week, Chuck, and we will talk about every game that's going on next Friday on next week's edition of Football Friday Night.
And when you talk about WISA, it's very special in my heart. I loved all the WISA tournaments.
We love our history here. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Spencer's
the
bringing
up. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Superior, they say.
All right.
Chuck, be a fan.
That's Dan Pfeiffer. That's Spencer Williams, who's spinning the dials for us. My name is Chuck Freeman. That's going to be a wrap on Level 3 of the state quarterfinals of the state football tournament. We'll be back next week, our final show of the year, the state semifinals. We'll find out who is headed to Madison. Good night, everybody. You've been listening to Football Friday Night.
Let's lightfoot our way out of here.
The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some.
A funeral service can help us remember the person who died and share our unique memories with others, creating hope for the future. This is Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Our goal is to allow families to create a funeral service that recalls good moments and special times. We also want you to have a service that allows healing to begin. We are always willing to help at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service.